Hey, Smirnoff, Ayin Aleph today, 71a, page 141. Everybody got the place. I'll begin from the Mishnah. So, Anitin, you have the place, Josh? 141, the top line, Ayin Aleph, Amid Aleph, you have it? Okay. So, Manitin, Nadrahi, excuse me, Nadrahi Arusa. Now, again, we're talking about the Nara that's Muresa, the Nara Arusa. So, we said that her father and her husband, in quotation marks, they share the rights to either be mekayim the nether or to be made for the nether. So nadra v'hi arusa v'nitgarsha bo bayom, nitarsa bo bayom. Let's say she makes a nether, she's arusa, and that day she gets divorced, and then she gets remarried the same day. This is afilumeya. Even if she remarries 100 people that same day, aviu bala ha'achron mefirin nidareha. So her father and even the last husband can be made for the Nadarim. So this fits in what we said, that that the Arus is made for B'Kodman. In other words, the Arus has a special koach made for Nadarim that she had previously made. So in other words, she made the Neder before they were married, this, you know, husband number 100, but now he can get together with the father and be made for her Neder. He says, Zeha Klal, on line 3, Kol Shlo, if she wasn't in her own rishus for 1 hour, so it means rishus herself would be either she became a bogeret, then she's in her own rishus, or if she's in a suah, then she's in her own rishus. But if none of those apply, aviu bala ha'akron mefirin dares, the father and her husband be made for the darim. Okay, let's just see the ran on this, and we'll see where we go. So on the top line of the ran, everybody with me. So nadra v'hirusa v'chulei. So the Ran says the Arus, which is the husband, he can be made for Bekodman with the Nadarim she made it previously. So when she's in the Sua, so the husband can't do it earlier, but the Arus has a special koach together with the father to be made for Bekodman. And the reason the Tana emphasizes that she got divorced that day and she got remarried that day, we're talking about that somebody heard about this neder, the Shama Arus or Shama Ha'av. Either the Arus heard or the Av heard. So whichever one heard, the clock is going for him. So it has to be Bo Bayom. But the next day, not. You have to exercise your right before the end of that day. If one of them hears it and he's not made fair, then he's mekayim the neder. So the Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to have a shaka b'tarya, like give and take about who's the one that heard. Was it the father or was it the arus? Zaklal pushed the yasul shadatzma shachad. So bagra baloni seit. She didn't become a bogeret, which is older than 12 and a half. Baloni seit, or she never went to nisuin with anybody. The bagra only seit. Once she does, she's a bogeret, or she's a nisua. So at that point, if either of those apply, then she's out of the father's, rishus. So now, let's say if she comes in a rusa, she's the bokeret. She's in a rusa, so the husband cannot be made for her in his arm, because in other words, it's only in conjunction with the father that he could do that. And the father's a history at that point in time. Or if she becomes nesua, then, and let's say she's a nara and she becomes a nesua, and even if the marriage is terminated, but she was in the sewer already, so the father's rights are not applied to her. Now, one thing that comes up is it says that, she's nitgarsha bo bayom and nitarsa bo bayom, that she gets divorced and remarried the same day. So Rabbi Levis was speaking about this. They have a little bit on the sheets, and maybe I'll do a bit later. There's a halacha, if you're divorced, you have to wait 3 months before you remarry. And here it's saying that you're doing everything the same day. Now, it's even more poignant because the rights to be mefer or mekayim the nedarim may be impaired if you're the remarriage is not in accordance with halacha. In other words, if he was divorced to wait 3 months, if you wait 3 months, so there's a question in halacha, does the husband even have a right to be mefer or nedarim lechachilo, or is going to be eved? Anyway, so someone is saying it's only with the Eved. So, but here from our mission, it sounds like it's Aviyu Bala Lachrom Mepirim Nidareha. You have a green light to do that. So one way, so he quoted from the I think he quoted from the with the Mar Cheshet. He wanted to say something like that maybe this husband had prepared the bill of divorce 3 months earlier, but it seems hard to fit it into the Mishnah. In other words, like he's preparing, like sounds like he's preparing for the divorce even before he's getting married. But he said there was a different answer. Someone said that she just went through Erusin. If she only goes through Erusin, then there's no 3 month clock for that. In other words, so you only do it through Erusin. In other words, the 3 months is to clarify whose child is the next child. So if it's only Erusin, they're not supposed to have relations with each other. So it could be only through Erusin. And that would be one way to tight that up. Okay. Now, another issue that comes up in this Mishnah, which Rabbi Leibowitz touched on, is that if it's the father, so again, if the father hears about the neder, so I understand he's got the 24-hour clock. But if the Arus hears about the neder, let's say Arus number one hears about the neder, and then he divorces her, and then she gets another Arus, so... in other words, if Reuven, husband number one, hears about this neder, then he divorces her, and then she marries husband number two. So what's the significance of Bo Bayom? In other words, the Mishnah says everything happened Bo Bayom. So it's either that one somebody heard or the other person heard. So if the father heard, so I understand he's got to exercise his right to be made fair on the time that day. But let's say the father didn't hear. Let's say it's the Arus heard, but the Arus divorces her. Now she's going to marry a different Arus. So what's with this 24 hours? So he was saying, Rav Leibowitz was saying that the husband number two, if husband number one hears about it, the clock is also ticking for husband number two. In other words, so that would be one way to do that. Okay, let's take a look. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on the Mishnah? Otherwise, I'm going on. All right, everybody, what's up?
What happens if she takes a neder and then she gets divorced that same day? Harrison, she gets divorced. So now, so what does the Mishnah say?
Yeah, so the Mishnah says then she remarries that same day. So let's say husband number one was Reuven and husband number two is Shimon. So if she took a neder and now even if the father heard or Reuven heard, but then Reuven divorced her and now she marries Shimon that same day, so Shimon can get together with her father and be made fair her neder. Okay? All right, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, now, Minalan Darus Akon Mayfair Nadarim Shniru Larus Rishon. Where do we know that the second Arus, which Arus means that the husband, but not fully married? In other words, they did the Avid, they're fully married, they need a get, but they didn't go through Nisuin. So Minalan Darus Akon Mayfair Nadarim Shniru Larus Rishon. Where do we know that if Reuven, which was husband number one, he's the one who heard her neder, but Shimon can now be Mayfair, that neder, together with her father? Where do we know that from? Now, the way the Ran takes it, this Menalon is really being asked by Shmuel. In other words, Shmuel is the one who's touching up the Mishnah this way. And let's take a look at the Ran again for a minute. If you look at the eighth narrow line in the Ran, Gemara Menani Mila de Arasakro Mefer Nadarm Shinur Larishon, the Midik Hani de Garshabo Bayom and Garsabo Bayom, since the Mishnah says she was divorced that day and remarried that day, Al Korcha Bishama Askinan. So it must be that he heard it. The Arus, the Lo Baba Yom, the Lo Baba Yom Lamli. Why didn't he hear everything the same day? When the Kuya Dilma Manitim Bishama Av, maybe you say the Mishnah means the father heard it. Shema Kitani Baba Yom. And so Baba Yom is taught because of the father. About Shema Arus, the Olam, a Malach, the Arus Akron, Bomati Mayfair. In other words, I could touch up this Mishnah and say the Mishnah is talking about that the father heard. In other words, the Mishnah says Baba Yom, it happened. So it could be the Mishnah's post. I could say maybe the Mishnah's speaking that the father heard about the neder, and then she gets, you know, divorced and remarried that day. So the father can get together with husband number two, who may fair her neder. It could be that shot. But he says the Rusachon, he says Leolam Malach the Rusachon about Shama Arus. But if the Arus hears about it, Leolam Eimalach the Rusachon Lomatz Maker. In other words, I could argue perhaps the Mishnah means if husband number one hears about it, husband number two can't be made for it. Afilu hafi, in other words, that would be a plausible hesber in our Mishnah. Afilu hafi, Shmuel kibla meirabo. Nevertheless, the Ran explains, we're in the Ran on around the 20th narrow line, Ayin Aleph from Aleph 71a. Okay, afilu hafi, Shmuel kibla meirabo, the chitana bo bayom, yishum shmiyat arus tanalei. So Shmuel had a mesora from his Rebbe that shot in the Mishnah when it said bo bayom, it's because of that the Aras did hear about. In other words, that's what Shmuel said. In other words, not Mukrach. It's not clear from the Mishnah who heard it. In other words, we know somebody heard it because we have a 24-hour clock going. So it's either the father or the Aras. So what Shmuel is saying that the Mishnah means the Aras heard about it. Mishum Hachi, we're in the Ran, around eight lines above where it gets wide in the Ran. He says, Mishum Hachi Amar Menani Milei, the Haim Menani Milei Lava Shas Kamarvei. The Gemara is not saying, where do we know this from? Elakulmi Dere Shmuelhi. Shmuel himself is saying this. Ukiilu Amar Hachi Amar Shmuel Menahani Milei Darus Akron Mefer Nadarm Shinuru the Rishon. He says, if the Gemara would say that Shmuel says, where do we know that the second Arus, you know, can get together with the father to be Mefer Nadarim that the first Arus heard? And now he says, we have a similar sort of style in the beginning of Eilam Metziot and Bav Metziah. Gabi Perut Mufuzarim, you have, people may remember this in Eilam Metziot, it's, you know, Perut Mufuzarim, you have, Perut can mean like produce that is spread over, you know, a piece of land. So at which point in time does the person make Yeush? Bekama Arvizka Kaba Arba Amot. So Rizka says, if it's a Kaba and Arba Amot, I think the person is going to make Yeush if it's Kaba Arba Amot. Much Patam Rabiska Kufa Baila. And it comes out from the Gemara that Rabiska himself is asking the question, how the Kama, he's the one who says that. So here too, the same thing. So Shmuel is asking the question, Shmuel is going to give the answer. Ushmaitanami Mucha, the Dina Kufa Shmuel, who would come or lay. He says, in the flow of the Gemara, it's going to be clear that Shmuel himself said this, and not just that he's bringing the raya from the Pasuk, he's going to quote, because if you would assume that this is really a din, in other words, the Gemara is discussing the din. What's the din? Of husband number one hears the neder, then he divorces her the day of the Erusin, and then husband number two marries her. So the Tana Mishnah is teaching me that the father and the husband number two can get together and be made for her neder. That's what the Mishnah is teaching me. So the Gemara says, if that's the Pshan, that's what Shmuel has the Masorah, that's the Pshan Mishnah. But if it would be Mukhrach from the Mishnah, he says, Shmuel lo amar midi, Shmuel's not saying anything, el de mukhrach le mikra, he's just bringing the proof from the Pasuk, that's the Halacha, hechi mai titani tibat Shmuel mi bright denam ursa b'chulai. How is he bringing the proof from the Braisa? In other words, he says, "Habibraisa, lamuchach le lahidina mehai kra de Shmuel." In other words, Shmuel is going to adduce a pasuk, and then the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa, say tani kvate de Shmuel. But the Braisa is not going to quote. In other words, what is Shmuel bringing to the table? So one way to say Shmuel is bringing to the table just the pasuk that supports the halakha that's in the Mishnah. But he says it doesn't make sense because the Gemara says tani kvate de Shmuel. We learn the Braisa supports Shmuel, and the Braisa doesn't quote that pasuk. So he says, and if Shmuel's not the one who's explaining this thing, but the Mishnah is, how does the Braisa help me more than what I have in the Mishnah? It must be that Shmuel is the one who's saying, like, this is the pshat in the Mishnah, this halakha. Then he, the Tani Lay Amanitin, even though he's teaching it within the Mishnah, the Mishnah itself, I can push away and say no. I could say the Mishnah is talking about that the father heard about it, and then husband number two gets together with the father. But Shmuel is saying, so he's going to quote from the Braisa, it's going to be Mukhrach, that if the husband number one heard it, and the husband number two comes around, they can get together and be back to it. Okay, so let's just say again. So I'm sorry, you came a little bit late, but we'll fill you in. Okay, so the Mishnah says that if you know, a woman, she's married to one Aras, and then the day she marries, she gets divorced, and she marries another Aras. So her father and second Aras can be Mabatel, her neder. So it's either the father heard the neder, or the Aras heard the neder. So Shmuel is saying that the Pshat Mishnah is that the Aras number one heard the neder, and then that day, Aras number one divorces her, and she marries Aras number two. Aras number two can get together with her father and be Mayfair the neder. So the Ran is explaining that's Shmuel's Mesorah from his Rebbe, that's what the Mishnah means. Not Mukhra from the Mishnah, that's what it means. I could say the Mishnah means that the father heard, and the father gets together with the husband number two. He says, no, that the husband number one heard it. And otherwise, he says, because the Mishnah is going to quote Shmuel, is bringing a Pasuk to support this, and then it brings the Braisa to support Shmuel, but the Braisa is important, this is bring the Ben on the Pasuk. So it must be that's the Pshat. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So on line 5 in the Gemara, okay, so Gemara, Wait, give me 1 second. I'll pause. Okay. Gemara Minalan the Arus Achron Meifir Nedarim Shenuru LaArus Rishon. Where do we know that the second husband, the second Arus, to be Meifir Nedarim that the first Arus heard about? Amar Shmuel Amar Kross. So Shmuel says it's a pasuk in Matot and say in Parshat Matot. V'mayoti Elish and Darel Leha. If she'll marry a man, Unidarel Leha. So Nedarim Shayu Ale Kavar. So it means even the Nedarim that she had from before this, you know, she could do. So the Gemara says, Dilma Hani Mili Shon Niru La'arus Rishon, Aval Nedarim Shon Niru La'arus Rishon L'matzi Meifer, Arus Achron. So maybe the Pasuk means that, yeah, the second Arus can be Meifer B'Kodmim with earlier Nedarim, but it's only where the first Arus didn't hear about it. Once the first Arus got involved and he heard about it, maybe he can't do that. So Aleha Kray Yiteru. So the Gemara says the word Aleha is superfluous. The word Aleha teaches me, even in this case, he could be Mayfair. Okay, let me just do a little run, and then I'll get back to you, Josh, okay? So the first wide line in the run, he never heard about it. But maybe if the first husband heard about the neder, maybe the second husband cannot be made for it. The Kaven de Niru LaRishon, since Niru means that he heard about it, since the first husband heard about this neder, Lonit Rachner Shut La'arus Achron doesn't get transferred to the second Aris. El La'av, to the father, Kedmuchaf Le'el, he says, May Akesha Da'avayot. In other words, the Gemara in yesterday's Da'av, we had this Imayotia, first two marriages. So we said, if marriage one is terminated, then the right to be made for her Nadarim reverts back to the father. So maybe it's all in the father's court. So Naimid in Nadarim Shneiros Rishon, Aris Achron, Shmadalait Dami Meferav. So let's say, what would we have thought? So again, let's say she got married. You wasn't listening to me? So she gets married. Reuven is husband number one. Yaakov is the father. So Reuven is husband number one. Reuven hears about the netter. And then he says, you know, I don't want to have from this lady. I'm forcing her. So now he's out of there. So now then Shimon marries her. So the Gemara is learning, or Shmuel is teaching me that Shmuel can get together now with the father and be made for the netter that day. But the Gemara entertains the possibility, maybe the Pasuk's not teaching me. So if the Pasuk isn't teaching me that, so what would be the din? Let's say Reuben hears about it, Reuben divorces, he's not around anymore. So what would I be? So it's either that the father now has full koach to be made for the netter, or maybe nobody has koach to be made for the netter. Let's see the Ran. He says, Inami, name of the Kim Arus, Lomatsi Mayfair, Abno Nami Lomatsi Mayfair. Or maybe there is an Arus, but he can't revoke it. So the father also, the father can't do it by himself. So Aleha Krayitehu Lamar in the run, any nether she has on her, but Niru La Arus Rishon, even if the first Arus heard about it. Okay, what do you want to say, Josh?
The question of why do we think that there's more about how do we know that's the child?
Yeah, so the Ran says, we can't prove it from the Mishnah. The Ran says that Shmuel had a Masorah from his Rebbe, that's what the Mishnah means. So the Mishnah means, according to Shmuel, that the Arus heard about the Neder. In other words, I could, in the alternative, explain the Mishnah means that the father heard of it. But Ran says that Shmuel had a Masorah from his Rebbe, that's what it means. And so that's his Chiddush. And then he brings the Pasuk, but the big Chiddush to Shmuel is that the Arus heard about it. And it's going to be Mokrat from the next line of the Gemara, because the Gemara's his proof is going to say Tani Kvat and Shmuel, remember Bryce supports Shmuel, but it doesn't quote this Pasuk, so that can't be what Shmuel's saying. So it's talking about the din that Dara's heard about it. So that's a riot, that that's what Shmuel is really teaching. Okay, are you good? Okay, everybody good? Okay, I'm going on. Any other questions? All right, let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, so we're at the two dots, 10 lines from the bottom, everybody think? We learn a brisa that supports what Shmuel says. So the brisa says, now there's two parts to this brisa. First part is not the part that we need for our Gemara. The first part we don't need, but we're going to go through it. Naro morasa, if you have naro morasa, avio balam, if you're in Zareha. That if naro morasa, the father and the husband can revoke her vows. Ketad. Now, the way that the Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, what does it mean, ketad? Ketad means what's the kiddush of that statement? In other words, obviously, if she makes the netter, the father and the husband make the netter. What's the chiddush of it? So ketzad shema avia behefer law. Let's say the father heard about the netter and he revokes it. Below he speak about the Shmoa, and before the husband could hear about the neder, Hachimei, he died. And it's Arsabo Bayom. And then she remarried that day. Even if she married 100 different husbands that day, so her father and the husband can revoke the vow. So again, so the father hears about it, he's mayfair it. Then the husband dies. So now that's a little tricky. Now she gets husband, we'll say number two or three or four or five or 100. So husband number two is Shimon. Shimon now gets together with the father to revoke the vow, but it means that that they're going to, we'll see the round. Okay, let's look at the round. Okay, the fifth white line of the round. Okay. Shemaviyah, the hafer level, speak about the Shema, Achmev and Darsi Bobayom. Yishumach Kitani Bobayom. He says he's teaching that day. Dina to Arsibim Shalachrav, if she would get married the next day, came in the Shemaid Baal and the Trokhim Shudlav, since when the husband Ruvain died, first husband, his rights got transferred to the father, below hafer Bobayom, and the father didn't revoke it that day, Kimei Lenidre. Yeah, so he's Mekayim the Neder. So Aviyu Baal Lahakum Kurin Dareha, Pirshuk Tzadri Shonim Zal, Dach Baba Kamayit Dareha. Yeah, I don't know. Listen, let me look at that last one. Same. He says, Shama Aviyu the Hafer Lovelos. Yitroka Shalav, Velo Hafer Babayom. Yeah, I didn't say right. He said, Velo Hafer Babayom means that the husband didn't revoke it that day. In other words, the husband didn't revoke it that day. Kimei the Neder. So he's Mekayim the Neder. Okay. Now, let's take a look. So, okay, now, Aviyu Bala Akram Krim Dareha, Pirshuk Tzad Rishonim Zal, Dach Baba Kamayit Dareha Kolhi. So, some Rishonim say that this first section, everybody agrees. We're going to see that we've had this before, is Machloket in the next section of the Braisa, but they want to say that both Beit Hillel, when we had the Machloket in Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, whether it's Megas Gaius or Miklash Kalish. So everybody agrees with this first halacha. The plug to Beit Shammai Hillel be'idach baba b'luchodhi, that the machloket is just the next section, but not this one. But timahani the Beit Hillel the sfirulei mitlash kalish. So the Ran says, I have difficulty. Beit Hillel says mitlash kalish. So what Rav Leibowitz was saying, remember, Megas Gaius, he wanted to say is like in quantity. In other words, like it's like loaf of bread. Remember, you're cutting in half and you dispose of one half loaf. And Miklash Kalish is like qualitatively, the whole thing goes down qualitatively. He says, came in the Shema via the Hafer law. He says, the Ifishle Hainidra, the Kati Itlaav, Lobatlaha Hafara, Ilay, Hechimasu Abba Arasakron Lahafer. He says, the father heard about it. He was made for it, according to Beit Hillel. The Ifishle, it became weakened, according to Beit Hillel, Hainidra, Kati Itlaav, below Bakla La Hafara Delay, Hikmat Abba Aras Akron La Hafair. How could the father get together now with the second Aras who may fear it? The Amri Bin Hill about Hidla El. Now, on Samach Tet, we have the Bryce said as follows. The Shema via the Hafer law, if the father heard about it, was may fear it. Below his speak about the Shmoa Ad Shemaif, and before the husband could hear about it, he died. He says, the Ena Avia Kola Hafer. Or let me go back. Let me go back to something like that. One second. Well, the Shmuel Ad Shemei, Poser Avu Mefer Chalto Shabal. Right. So on Samach Tet, we had the case, the father heard about it, and he revoked it. And the husband didn't even hear about it. The husband died before he heard about it. And the father goes back, and he can revoke the Chalek of the Baal. He'll revoke the Chalek of the Baal. That's Beit Shammai. But Beit Hillel says he can't revoke it. So on Samach Tet, Beit Hillel says if the father revokes it and the husband dies, he can't revoke it. So how is it here we have Shema via the Hafer law? We'll speak about the Shema on Shema, but it's Arsa Bo Bayom. So here it's the same thing, except she remarried that day. Let's go back over again. So on Samach Tet, we had the case where the father hears about the neder, she's married. The father revokes the neder, and then before the husband hears about it, he dies. Then the father, then in that case, Beit Shammai says the father can revoke it. Beit Hillel says he can't be made for it because it's Miklash Kalish. In other words, it's a half done job, and the husband's not around, and so he can't revoke it anymore. That's what Behel says over there. But in this case, the husband's alive. He hears the ned. His partner's alive. He hears the ned, or he's made for it. The husband doesn't hear about it. He dies. But the only like wrinkle in it is that she remarries that day. She remarries that day, and here we're saying Behel agrees that the father and the husband can revoke the netter. The father and the husband can revoke the netter.
Together with husband number two.
So the issue is how come in the case in Samach Tet, Behel says it's miklas kalish, it's just like a weak amount of the netter that's left, and the father can't revoke it. And here we're saying, in other words, if you remember, we said on Samach Tet that the weak amount is too weak for the father to even inherit. So he can't revoke the vow, can't revoke it more. But here we're saying that the weak amount, apparently the aris number two gets that, and then he's able to get together with the father, and to revoke it. So why is that? Why is it everybody agrees with this halakha, not that halakha? Okay, let's see back in the Ron.
First case, she's married.
Both cases she was married. Both cases, husband and woman dies, but in the first case, she doesn't remarry that day. In case number two, she remarries that day. Right. Why can't the father? In other words, the father. So we learned already. The father that the kalish part is too weak for the father to get transferred to him. So if it's too weak for the father to win, why does he get transferred to the aris? So let's take a look back in the Ran. It says I'll read again from Pirshu on around line 8. Pirshu Pesada Rishonim Zal the Hakvava Kamayis the Rei Kolhi. Everybody, that a number of Rishonim say that this first section of the Brisa everybody agrees with. The machlok is on the second section. It's Mahani the Beit Hillel. So I, the Ran, am bothered by what about Beit Hillel. The Sfir Lahu Miklash Kalish, they hold, it gets weakened, the whole thing. Came in Shema via Behafer law, since the father heard about it and he revoked it, the Ikrish Blei Hai Nidra, and now it became weakened. The Kati Itala Av, Lo Batla law, Hafar Delay. And so the father's still around. Hekimatsu Abba Arasafro and Lahafer. How can the father get together with husband number two and now be made for it? Damri Ben Hillel Bahid La'el, because Ben Hillel said, we saw in Baf Samach Tet, Shama Biba Heferla, that the father hears about the netter and revokes it, will speak about the Shema on Shema, the Ena Abiyachol HaFer, the father can't revoke it. B'chiyai Gavna, Lo Mrinan, Meda Baal, Nitrokna Rishut Lav. We don't say that the father inherits everything. Mishum Dekeman, the Iklish Le Nidra, Lo Chashiva, Lo Rishalav. Since it's Iklish, it's so weak. So it's not shayach that it goes to the father. Bahachanami, so here too, Hiika Ava Aris Achron, here you have the father together with husband number two. Maishina, what's the difference? Venira Beinai Lafid de Bremzal, so it seems to me, based on what these other Rishonim are saying, that everybody agrees with this halacha, Dainutama, Mishim Zlael Dishni Rishut, Timinatik Le Hainidra Me Aris La'av, over there, the only way it can be revoked is if the koach goes from the aris, from husband number one, back to the father. Kohecha de kalish lay lomatzi minatek. So if it's weak, it can't go back to the father. Aval hacha de ika aris achron. Here there's a husband number two. Chazin le lahay aris achron kikari drishon. We view the second husband. Kari means like the leg or the knee of the first husband. He says, v'kame to be aris la aris ka'ati. It's going from one aris to another aris. Apagav de iklish le nidra. Even though it's weaker, Masi Avu Baal HaFer, the father can get together with husband number two and revoke it. The Chiyai Gavna Lav and Tukehu. That's not called, and Tuke means like where it's like being ripped, you know, lifted off, you know, like and being separated. In other words, there's sort of an identity of like the same genre, like Aris to Aris, it easily transfers, but Aris to the father, it can't. Okay? So again, okay, we're on some Ayin Alpha Manal. Have you been listening, or did you do this operating or not? Okay. So we said we're around 8 lines from the bottom on Ayin Aleph Min Aleph. So the Gemara quoted a Braisa. The Braisa says if the father hears about the neder and he's made for it, and the husband, before he hears about the neder, the husband dies, and then she remarries. So she was married to Reuven. Reuven dies, and she marries Shimon right away. A very sociable lady. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she marries Shimon right away. So Shimon can get together with the father to revoke the vow. So the Ran says everybody agrees with that halacha. So we said on Samach Tet, though, we had a halacha that if almost the same case where the father hears about it and then he revokes it, and before the husband hears about it, he dies, and there's no husband number two, that according to Beit Hillel, the father cannot revoke it. In other words, because it's Miklash Kalish, it's weaker according to Beit Hillel. But here Beit Hillel agrees that it works. So why is it over there it's too weak to go to back to the father? Here it's not too weak to go to the second husband. So Laurent says that Gufa is basically the way it works out, that indeed it's weak, so it can't, it's not chashuv enough to go to the father, but Aris and Aris is like an identity of like the same genre, and that it could go to. That's the way the Ran is saying. Okay? Okay. All right.
So according to the math of it.
We miss you here, Fern. I thought you were going to be here, Fern. What happened?
I told you I was babysitting tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'm in West Hempstead.
Forgive me. Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So the Av, the father, has done two acts of Hafara on Ayin Aleph, and the second Aros is one. So it's like...
That's true.
Right?
That's correct.
So mathematically, that Neder was Mayfeared, so to speak, more than a full time. And on the other, on Samach Tet, you can't get up to 100%. Because the father is stronger than the Aros,
On Samach Tet, first the father revokes it, but it's only Miklash Kalish, it's weaker. And then the husband dies, so then he's stuck. The father can't revoke it again because it's too weak to go over to him. Here,
but on Ayin Aleph, he has to do La Hafara twice for it to work.
I think it does. Is that what it says twice, that he does it twice? I think so. Let me see.
I think that's the way it was set up.
Okay, let me. Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I understood.
Yeah, I think you got it. All right, I think we're good. Okay, now let's go further in the ground. Okay, now Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, and I'm sorry, I didn't remember that you were babysitting tonight, Fern. Okay.
That's okay.
Okay, let's see, back in the Gemara. Now, we're 5 lines from the bottom. Now, here's the main point. Shama Ba'ala, the Hefer law, if the husband hears about it, and the husband revokes it, Lo Aspika Av L'Shmoa, and before the father could hear about this neder, Achimeda Baal, the Baal died. Chozer Av U'Mefer Chalko Shabal. So now, the only thing that's missing here is like this, that the Ran is going to explain that here we're also talking about that she remarried. So those words are not in the Brisa, but that's the Ran says that's the case because he says that it's talking about the same. Let's look at the Ran, just the one line, 6 lines from the bottom. Shama Baal of a Hefer law, Hach Baba Nami bin at Arsa Mairi. We're talking about that she remarried. The Begab the Resha Kaima. We're talking about the same pack pattern as in the Resha. Lomiflika Bahari Resha, Resha Hefer Abahata Hefer Baal. The only difference is in the Resha, the father is revoking. Here, the Baal is revoking. So again, back in the Gemara, Shama Baal of a Hefer law. So the husband heard about it, he revoked it. Lo Aspika Av L'Shmoa Ad Shemeit HaBaal. And before the father heard about it, the husband died. Chozer Av U'Mefer Chelko Shabal. So the father now, and then she remarried. So the Tana of the Brisa is saying that the father can come and be made for a chelko shabal. Let's take a look. Let's look at the Ran. He says, Chozer Av made for a chelko shabal, the Av lechuda matzi mefer. The father alone will revoke it. Av pishin et arsa lacher, even though she married husband number two. Because befarish tam al lekama, like the Gemara is going to explain the reason later on. So the Gemara is going to say, again, this is Beit Shammai. So remember, Beit Shammai says, Megas Gaius. Beit Shammai says that so the husband revoked the vow, so he's revoking half the vow. And then the husband dies. So when the husband dies, he's out of the picture. In other words, that's the way the Ran is going to explain it. That he revoked his piece. He's gone. Gamarnu. He did like a sort of identifiable piece in his history. Now when he's gone, now the father is going to then when he's gone, the father now. He acquires all the rights of the Baal, and the father is going to revoke the net. That's what the Gemara is going to say. That's according to Beit Shammai. So he says, let me do a few more lines in the Brice, and then we'll come back to the Brown. Okay? He says, Aval Behil Omrim, but Behil says, But Hillel says that the father by himself cannot be made for the neder. The father has to get together with husband number two to be made for the neder. So this is the proof for Shmuel. That's the proof for Shmuel. Because in other words, he says that Beit Hillel says that the father has to get together with husband number two, and that's what and that's even though husband number one heard about the vow, that fits in with Shmuel. The Rabbi Leibowitz was saying that this machloket is only when the first husband was mayfair the chelak. He was mayfair the chelak. But if the first husband had not acted, then everybody agrees that the father can get together with husband number two. That's what Rabbi Leibowitz was saying. So let's say so again, I'll read a few more lines of the Gemara, then I'll go back to the Ran. So by my plea, what's the point of dispute between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? On the top line, Anayin Alpam Beis. Beit Shammai Savri, and when you look at a daf like this, you think, gee, I'm in good shape, but it took a lot of long time today. So Beit Shammai Savri, Nidarim Nami, and it says Shaniru, the Bach has Shaniru, what does he say? He says, Nidarim Nami, Shaniru. Nidarim Nami Shaniru La'arus Nitrokan Rashid La'av. So Beit Shammai holds that even if the first Arus heard about the Neder, so all the brides go back to the father who make his guides. But it means the first husband, when he revoked it, it was like for half of it. But then when he's out of the picture, the father gets all the rights. Beit Hillel Savri, Beit Hillel holds Avihu Bala Akram Fim Dareha B'lo Megas Guys. And not Megas Guys. They hold Miklash Kalish. In other words, like qualitatively, it became a little weaker. But the Beit Hillel holds that that husband number two, like we went through before, will be the successor in interest. Okay, let me do a little run on this. And wait, let's do some run, then we'll talk. We'll take questions, okay? So let's do a little run. Now, six lines from the bottom on Ayin Aleph Mad Aleph. He says, Chozer Av Mefer Chekol Shabal, the Av Lehudamatzi Mefer. So in this case, according to Beit Shammai, the father alone can revoke the vow. Af Pishnu to Arsala Afer, even though she's already married to husband number two. Look at the Mefarish Tamala, come on. Like the explanation is going to come in a few lines, but we went through it around Megas Gaius. V'chikatani Mefer Chelko Shabal, and when it says that the husband, is going to revoke the Chelik of the Baal, Hinachinami, the Chelik Asmon Gamkin Yafir Ha'av. In other words, the father is going to revoke his own chelik, and he's also going to revoke the chelik for the husband. The halo it's the richel of tamal shmuina and the milt pshitihi shachol kosholav, and the Sadi corrects it b'far de baal lo paka according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and b'chal kosholav baal who it's the richel of shmuina, but he's teaching me of the chelik of baal the afagav de baal kfar hefer kolko, even though the husband already was mefer's chelik, the people happy because they're alpha mefer alpha chelik shatzmo shabal. Whereas when the husband dies, so his hafara also goes like down the drain. So then the father now he has all the full rights, and now he's going to totally revoke the vow. That's what Beit Shammai says. Now let's see a little bit with Beit Hillel, and I'll come to you, Josh. Okay. So three lines from the bottom. Hillel says the father cannot revoke without the second arus. He says, "Bimrinan," the Ran puts those words in. In other words, or in his gears he has. In other words, our gears just ain't a whole lot fair. But the Ran apparently has in his gearsa ain't a whole lot fair below our sacral. But either way, we're explaining it that way. Bimrinan b'may kemiflagi, and we say, what's the point of dispute between Beit Shammai and Hillel? Beit Shammai savri benedarim nami shaniru la'arus. That even if the arus heard about the vow, nitrokan rishut la'av. Everything goes to the father. Mishumahachi came the gabi high neder arus achron mandleit dami. So in other words, the arus is out of the picture at that point in time. Before pesamach avmati mefer lo tema nihita arus achron mandleit dami miyukin etrok dam reshut the arus rishon laav dafim nedarim shlo niru la arus aval niru lo. In other words, maybe to say that when the father acquires everything, it's only if the first husband never heard about the vow. But if the first husband heard about it, it doesn't all go to the father. He says, it's not the case. The late, that's not true. Even if the first husband heard about it and then he dies, It's Rok the Rishud Lahav. Everything goes back to the father. So even though the first husband heard about this, according to Beit Shammai, now, the husband, he revoked the vow, but it's like it doesn't exist because he's dead. Once he's dead, it goes down the drain. Everything goes down the drain. Came into Aris Achron, Lagabe Hindidra, Kaman Delayta Dami. So vis-a-vis this neder, the second Aris is a zero. Mitamad Mepharish Basama, the reasons that we're going to explain shortly. This is Matzi Av Mefer. Okay, let's go slowly with this. So again, I'm just repeating, but according to Beit Shammai, if the case is that the husband heard about it and then he revoked it, and before the father heard about it, the husband died and then she remarried. So Beit Shammai says that now all the full authority is with the father. And it's because, and he's going to explain that Beit Shammai holds Megas Gaius. He did like a complete, like a unit. So he's out of the picture now. And once he does his complete unit, he's out of it. Now he died, so he's really out of it. Now the father gets full rights to be made for the neder, and then that's what the father's going to do. That's according to Beit Shammai. And wait. We're almost there. Let me do a few more lines and then I'll pause. Okay, we'll summarize. Let's look at the Ran. He says, all right, what do you want to say?
First husband revoked.
He revoked it, but then he died. So his revocation went down, it died with him. His revocation went to the grave with him. Okay, he says, now let's look at the fourth wide line in the Ran. Umegas Gaius, it's like cutting it in half. So the Ran says, Lo Ivanti Dibre Rishonim Bezeh. He says, I don't understand what Rishon explained concerning this. And I thought it was interesting, you know, because the Ran himself is a Rishon, but I spoke to Rabbi Ezra Schwartz about this. He says it means like the earlier Rishon, but okay. So he says, Lo Ivanti Dibre Rishonim Bezeh. In other words, he was saying that the Ran is one of the later Rishonim. So he says, Lo Ivanti Dibre Rishonim Bezeh. Amai Matzi Mefer Ab Lechuda, Lebeit Shammai, De Amri Megas Gaius, Tfemi Beit Hillel, De Amri Miklash Kalish. In other words, the Ran is saying, what's the difference between saying Megas Gaius, Miklash Kalish? Why is it that according to Beit Shammai, the father can revoke it? And according to Beit Hillel, the father can revoke it with husband number two. But Ode, the Afilu Amrit Megas Gaius, Nikumakom, Nikimaitli Baal, Tabre Lugzize. He says, once the husband dies, that's the end of his actions. Da Tani Bibraita Lael, Shema Via Behafer Law. If the father heard about the neder and revoked it, below speak about the Shmoa and Shemeh Ha'av, before the husband hears about it, the father dies. So the husband doesn't get all of his rights. If you assume, in other words, one way to understand it is like, let's say I say he revokes it, so I have that revocation that's on the table. Now, so he's thinking like this. In other words, maybe it means like this. Let's say if the husband revokes it, so it's done, I have the revocation. Now the father gets together and he revokes it. But if that's the pshat, so when the father revokes it, then the father dies, why can't the husband revoke it? He says, Amai lamasi mefer baal afar mitarav. Then he goes and back to the lower shudav. He goes, Av gai is delaying. There was the father did his piece. The baal gai is delay. Now lamai yulaf lameimar. So what do you have to say? The first wide line on the first one, you know, very wide line on Ainaf on the bays in the Ran. Now lamai yulaf lameimar. Then he to make his gai is, even though he cut it in half, afilu hachi, he might lay ishtakalei disease of the day. Once he dies, like his what he did goes in down the drain. Bahakanami maishana. So what's the difference with that and with what and why? So why in one situation does so why? So again, his questions are: why is it that that here the father is able to do a full revocation and the husband can't do a full revocation? And Miklash Kalish, according to Beit Hillel, nobody can do the revocation. They're going through together with the second husband. But nearly died with Talmud, Mishum to Beit Shammai Desfir Lahu, Megas Gaius, came into the Hefer Baal, Ibatale Palge de Nidra Lagamre. So when the husband revokes his half, so he's, it's a total, like a separate, independent action. He says, Harimas Shalom Nigmar, his activity with his neder is complete. But it's totally Aris Lagamre, and now he's not involved with this anymore. When he that he made Aris Batla Hafara delay, it's true when he dies, that's the end of the hafara. Miu, he came into the salakli aris mehafa. Since the aris is totally out of the picture now, and the neder, the aris has no connection with the neder anymore. Kamli av below aris. So the father is now the total balim on this neder. And we learn whenever there's no Ara is the father, all rights revert back to the father. Makish coming up by Shnila, coming up by Rishon. We did yesterday that her status after the marriage is like the status before the marriage. But with the father hearing about it and he revoking it, even the father is out of the picture. So Aris is there without the father. Now, so he's saying like this, that indeed the father's rights are superior to the Aris. The father, he gets the full rights when there's no Aris. And the Aris, he did an action, but it's like a, you know, like a divisible action, and now he's dead. The divisible action disappears, and now the father has full rights over the netter. That's according to Beit Shammai. Now, he says on line 6 in the Ron, he says, and I got to rush up now. Vidhil Sabri, Aviyu Bala Akram, Kirin Darea, De'ina Aviyu Full Hafar Labado. Beit Hillel holds the father can never do the Hafar by himself. He should allow make his guys, the Shehefer Baal, Luish Takil Pada Nidra. It was when the husband revoked it, it's like he's not, his peace is not done in it. He says, Elakula Nidrahu, the Iklish. The whole netter became like weaker. And it was like Rav Leibowitz was saying, it's like qualitatively, the whole netter became weaker, but it's like a project, you know, a project that's in motion. He says, Uklishut ala vaisa gamurhu. Mishimahakil ukhail klal, adibistarifle klishut to idach. So it's not done until it gets together with the other klishut, the other weaker partner. So Aris is not out of it. So the second Aris is okay. That's the way that it makes sense to me. Okay, now, so again, let's just repeat, then we got to go on. So what we're saying, again, so the din we learned in the Mishnah, according to Shmuel, was that if the first Aris here is about the netter, and the first Aris, and then the first Aris dies, so the father can get together with the second Aris and be made for the Nadar. That's what we learned. So we had a raya from the Braisa. The Braisa taught us that if the father, the woman made a Nadar, the first Aris actually was made for the Nadar. He revoked it, and then he died before the father heard about it, and then she remarries, that the father gets together with the second Aris, according to Beit Hillel, and then they revoke the Nadar. So that supports the Mishnah. And then Rav Leibowitz said that I think. Let me step aside here, because Rav Leibowitz said that the whole machloket is because the first Aris had revoked it. But if the first Aris didn't revoke it, somewhere he had it here somewhere. One second. Right. He says in footnote 2, he says, according to Beit Shammai, then, the ruling articulated by Shmuel that the second Aris revokes even Basil were fit for the first Aris, because only the first Aris was silent and died later that day. So it sounds like that Beit Shammai would agree that if the first Aris was silent, then indeed the father could get together with the second Aris and also revoke it. Okay. So then we gave the Hesber why they have the wise to with Megas guy is the Miklash Kalish. So according to Beit Shammai, it's like a divisible segment. In other words, the Aris exercised a certain right, and then he's lost. He's not in contact with this thing anymore. Then when he dies, everything goes down the drain. So the father then, according to Beit Shammai, now the father gets full rights to revoke the vow. That's the way it comes out according to Beit Shammai. But according to Beit Hillel, it's Miklash Kalish. The Aris is not done with it. It's like an operation in the middle of the operation. He's not done with it. But that piece that he was involved with, the second Aris inherits. And then the second Aris can get together with the father and revoke the vow. Okay, who's the question comes to us? Anything we did? What's up, Chapa? Okay, so because he can only revoke it together with the father. The father didn't hear about the vow yet. Is that we're only talking about an Arusa here? The Arusa, he's an Aris and then it's an Arusa. Okay, everybody good? Everyone good? Good, good, good. Okay, let's wrap up the daf and then we'll take it down. Okay, so now we're on line 4 in the Gemara, okay? Ayin Alephum Beis. Ibai Luhu, Gerushin Kishti Kadamya, Oka Kamadamya. So now the Gemara wants to know, let's say the husband divorces the wife, is that like shtika, is it like silence vis-a-vis the neder, meaning that there could still be hafara or a kiyum for it, or is it like hakama, that he's confirming it? So the Gemara is asking, look, the divorce, so who cares what it is? There's no husband around anyway. So what difference does it make? There's nobody around anyway to. So he says, Lamai nafkamina, don't shenadra, let's say she made a neder, the shama ba'alo, and her husband heard about the neder, the girsha, and then he divorced her, the ahadra biyomi, and that the very self same day, he remarried her. He remarried her that same day. So so he says, Amar Mar Kishtika Dami Masi Meferla. So if we say that divorce is like Shtika, so he was just silent, now he remarried her, he could still do the Hafara. The Amar Mar Kakama Dami, and if we say it's like Hakama, Lo Masi Meferla, he can't do it anymore. Now, on the Hakama part, I say one far that Rav Leibowitz said is that, you know, you could say like the divorce, they're not getting along. Like, what if the Shtika Mekabetz said? He says that, like, they're getting divorced, he's not happy with her. So, he's like, divorce, it's like hakama, like, you know, like, keep your nadar, you know, like I'm not getting involved with. That would be one story to say it's like, why hakama? But I think he has another story here as well. Yeah, let's see, look at the Ran on this. Look downstairs in the Ran. He says, oh, this is around six lines from the bottom, okay? The Bible who gave Rishon Kishtik Dami or Kakama Damian, Mishum the Kavan the other Aros, the Batra Gavrishan, Lamatsi Mayfair. The Aros knows that after the Gavrishan, he can't revoke the vows anymore. Below him, Fair Code. In other words, his time is running out. In other words, he hears about the net at 9 o'clock. He's planning to divorce her at 2 o'clock. He says, below him, Fair Code, Gavrishan, and he wasn't Mayfair by 2 o'clock. He says, came command to Ukman Lenidra Dami. That's like a person is Mekayim the Neder. Why? Ki Hechidamina and the Bechilo Hefer, Yom Shmua command to Ukman Dami. In other words, just like, If I'm not Mayfair, let's say I have till the end of the day. Every neder I have till the end of the day to be Mayfair. So if I hear the neder at 9 o'clock, I have till nightfall to be Mayfair. So if I don't do it by nightfall, then it's the equivalent of being Mekayim the neder. So here he knows he's going to divorce her at 2 o'clock. So if he's not Mayfair by 2 o'clock, maybe it's like being Mekayim the neder. That's a difference for him than what I said. I like the other svar better, though. It's like, you know, when people get divorced, you know, they're not really a lawyer. You would just like, you know, just like, anyway. Then, let's see the next round. He says, going to Nadra B'Shama Bala B'Girsha, Hai Bala D'Kamar Arus Davkahu. So now the Ran says, when we talk about Bala, is that related to Davkahu? Okay, so he says, Hai Bala D'Kamar Arus Davkahu. It's talking about an Arus. He says, the Ibn Asua, if we're talking about she was already fully married, I feel to similar to Gerishin to Shtika Damian. Even if you say the Gerishin is like Shtika, Hechimatsi Mayfair, Ibisha Chazra Venisait, Inabal Mayfair Bekobi. In other words, if she's in a Sua and she remarries, so he says, Ibisha Chazra Venisait, if she comes back and then goes to Nisuan when she gets back, so by Nisua, like the husband can't be Mayfair Bekobi. In other words, this halacha, the aris has a koach to be mayfair from the earlier nedarim that she took. But once you go through nisuin, you don't have that koach. He says, v'iv da hadra be'erusin b'lechud, and if he remarries her just through erusin, came to aris any mayfair el b'shutfut, the aris only has a koach to be mayfair b'shutfut with the father, b'hakalek ha'av, kim shenisit shuvein la b'yerushutfut. So one second. This is footnote 9 in the article. It says the Ran notes the inquiry pertains only to an arusa. In the case of an asua, she's permanently outside her father's jurisdiction. That we got for an aris. This we got. Yeah. So it means like this. Right. So the Aris can revoke prior vows only with the shukfus of the father. That's the key. So he's talking about, in other words, that she's a Nara Murasa. That's what the Ran is saying. That she's a Nara Murasa. And then if she's a Nara Murasa, then he divorces her and he remarries her. So then there's an idea that the husband can be Mayfair or Bekodman. But here the question is, did he confirm it already or not? All right. Now, one more round and that's it.
okay, two lines from the bottom, Bahadri Biome, and then he brings her back that day, two lines from the bottom. Lahakinach Biome, Yahadri Lamachar, if he remarries her tomorrow, Shidlamasi Mefer, Kamen Shavar Yomo Shoshmiya. Now, it obviously he can't do it because the day that he heard it is gone. Behavagab the Sof Yoma Leita Bershute the Baal, Bahadi Amin and Bahadri Labdavkahu, do it in Acher, Elamilk the Shrikhanaka. Even if it would be somebody else, it would be the same thing. It would be the same person or somebody else, but the clock's going to run. In other words, he's going to inherit the first Arus clock. All right. I think that's going to be it for today. Any questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay. Yeah, just I wanted to review for a second. Yom Shamo is until nightfall. So if I hear it at 2:30 and it's a winter day, I only get 2.5 hours.
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
Okay.
I think there might be a machloket Rishonim about this. I think some Rishonim might say you get 24 hours from the time you heard about it, but I think
the next day.
But other Rishonim say it's at nightfall of that day. Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Recording 1 second.